God's messengers as sheep among wolves, the messages of reproof that God gave through his prophets to backsliding, apostate Israel, did not lead them to repentance. Misrepresented, misunderstood, his messengers were as sheep in the midst of wolves. Many of them were cruelly put to death. How scornfully the Jewish nation treated the message that the Lord gave to them through his prophet Jeremiah. Of his experience, Jeremiah the prophet says, "O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily, everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision, daily." So strong was the opposition against Jeremiah's message, so often was he derided and mocked, that he said, "I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name." Thus it has ever been. Because of the bitterness, hatred, and opposition manifested against the word of God spoken in reproof, many other messengers of God have decided to do as Jeremiah decided. But what did this prophet of the Lord do after his decision? Try as much as he would, he could not hold his peace. As soon as he came into the assemblies of the people, he found that the Spirit of the Lord was stronger than he was. The record is, "His word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watched for my halting, saying, Peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him." In this generation, when God's servants speak the word of the Lord to reprove wrongdoers, to rebuke those who bring in wrong principles, have they not had an experience similar to that which Jeremiah had? When a course of action to pervert justice and judgment is introduced, the word of the Lord must be spoken in reproof. In this our day we find the very same difficulties that the Lord's servants found in the days of ancient Israel when they were sent to expose existing evils that were corrupting in their influence.